Welcome to the Wise Life Podcast. My name's Dina Morris and I'm a yoga teacher and hypnotherapist here to help you get the best out of life, sharing tools, tips and tactics for powerful aging with wisdom and joy. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Wise Life Podcast, and our episode today is all about second spring. That point in our lives where we step from menopause into the post-menopause space and take stock and think, what next? Now, as you may know, I'm a menopause yoga teacher, and so I am very familiar with a way of looking at a woman's life, which is through the theory of seasons. We have our spring when we're a girl. We have our summer when we're in our 20s and moving towards our career, maybe motherhood. We have our autumn as we move into the post-menopause space. A winter when we are in that year of menopause where we do not menstruate for one solid year. And then we move into the second spring, a time where we reconnect with ourselves, where that time of rushing and striving and bringing up children and having a house full of work and love, but time dominating experiences. Postmenopause is a time for us to reconnect and for us to maybe reconsider some of the things that really brought us joy when we were younger. And that is why in Ayurvedic philosophy and in countries such as Japan, the elder years are revered and they are a time for exploration. This theory sounds lovely, doesn't it? And yet the reality for us, sometimes it just doesn't go so smoothly. And you may be wondering why. Why do I not feel like I'm skipping about in the second spring? And I understand. I've been taking stock myself recently and thinking, where's the fun? Where's the joy? I seem to be missing something. Second spring is a wonderful space, but the idea of moving through our life periods from spring to summer to postmenopause to winter and then into second spring is not so linear as that model suggests. And like many things in life, we kind of move forward and backwards and forwards and backwards as we progress. So it's more like the way life is more like the waves of the sea, I always think. You know, we're not plowing down a road, we're making headway, and then maybe there's a tide that kind of takes us back a bit. So if you're not feeling the joy, if your life at the moment feels very wintry, if you're overwhelmed by the past 2 years, and who isn't, take a breath, relax, and let's have something to think about how we can bring a little bit more joy into our life, a little more reconnection with the second spring. Because I don't know about you, but I seem to be working pretty hard. I am not in that space of retirement that I remember being waved in front of me when I was in my 20s. I can't see myself finishing work at 60, can you? I mean, for me, that would be less than 4 years' time. I don't think that's happening for me anytime soon. And if you're a woman in her post-menopause and you are retired, well done. You worked out the whole pension thing really well. Me, not so much. And so, I am balancing work and my energy levels and learning more and more about myself and how to care for myself. So I am passing on some 3 nuggets of how to inject a little bit more fun into our lives and how to rediscover some of our passion and energy. And then I have one thought. I don't really like don'ts. You know, they always feel a little bit school mommy to me. But one don't that I would highly recommend, because I can't see any joy in taking that path forward. So let's start with the positives. Things that you can do to really energize your life. If you're like me, you seem to have created an expression of life where everything is centered in the place where you live. And that is because, times being what they are, home working has become very much the norm. But if your laptop is in your bedroom and you're struggling to draw that line between workspace, life space, then I would suggest to you that creating a little home office for yourself gives you some very clear lines about where the work is and where the home life is. So even if you're working at your kitchen table, let it always be at your kitchen table. Let yourself have a finished time. Don't let your work let your work life spill out into your evenings, into your weekends, into the time that you need to re-energize, because really that is a slow journey to burnout. And for those of us who are quite connected to our work in ways that help us define ourselves, that's one we're always going to have to watch. So some clear lines about your workspace and your finish time every day, I would suggest to you, is going to help you hugely. Having more fun, clearing some space for fun will help to start with. And also scheduling some fun, which I know sounds like the most boring thing in the world. If you are anything like my partner loves spontaneity, but spontaneity does not always pay off. So here's an example. Last Wednesday I was trotting back from having to pick up some train tickets. I had bumped into him in the middle of the road. That doesn't happen very often, even though we live in quite a small place. But he was just coming back from his walk and he said, "Wouldn't it be nice if we went out for dinner?" And of course I said yes, because, you know, not cooking, it does sound like a nice idea. So I took my shopping back to the house. I got changed because I was wearing some, frankly, stuff that you wouldn't sit in a restaurant in, exercise clothing. Had a bit of a wash, brushed my hair, put on a little bit of tinted moisturizer, but, you know, got ready. Then we set off. First restaurant that we got to that we decided we would quite like to try, not open. Even though it said it was open on the door, not open. So, taking a breath, thinking about plan B. Second restaurant that we thought about would be lovely to eat at, not open. I think you're detecting a pattern here, aren't you? And so we then thought about another Thai restaurant in town that we could try. So we went for the fastest walk there, and I would say it was a good 10 minutes. Yup, not open. Eventually, we found an Italian restaurant that was open. I'm going through a phase of wanting to eat really healthily at the moment, so I had some salmon and vegetables and some potatoes, which frankly I could have made at home. And my partner had, I can't remember what he ate, isn't that awful? I think he had pasta. But, you know, it just wasn't the joyful experience that we were hoping it would be. And then I had to go home and get ready because I was leaving the house early to get a train to London. So in terms of spontaneity, kind of didn't work. And I think that's a problem with post-COVID, Omicron, Delta, whichever one we're on at the moment, life. The opening times of restaurants are not necessarily what's on the door or on the website these days. So what would have worked? Booking that place would have worked, phoning them, I guess, but and maybe though scheduling little pockets of fun for yourself so you have something to look forward to and something that's different, you know, from what you do every week is going to make you feel like you have some kind of future that isn't running around your home working and then, you know, collapsing on the sofa. Another way to find fun. Now, this is a bit abstract, but I discovered it the other week. I am not great, I don't know about you, but I am not great at taking my vitamins. I know I should do. I know my vitamin D and my magnesium are two vitamins I need to keep some very clear thoughts about. As a postmenopause woman, they're super important vitamins, and we do not get enough vitamin D in this country. As we know, magnesium is a very important for us as well. I have discovered effervescent vitamins and minerals, and all you do is pop one in a liter bottle of water, still water, obviously. And there you are, you've got like a flavored water. So I'm able to rehydrate myself and take my vitamins and I'm good to go. And I know this is ridiculously childish and taking your vitamins isn't a big deal. And maybe I just have them subconsciously in my head muddled up with taking medicine. I don't know. But somehow I can be more enthusiastic about my effervescence than I can about the little tablets that I need to remember to go to the cupboard and pop out. That is one more way that you can find a little bit more joy. But my big suggestion is thinking about what inspires you, what makes you feel passionate. I don't mean your job. I know we're supposed to feel passionate about our work, but sometimes when we're doing it every day, it can be hard to reconnect to the passion of our work. Things that are a passion are things that light us up, that make us feel brighter, that make us feel enthusiastic. One of the ideas of the Second Spring model is we reconnect to what lit us up when we were children. What inspired you when you were 7? What inspired you when you were 9, 11? What were you doing with your time? Was it music? Were you making mixtapes? Was it dancing? Were you going to dance classes? There's absolutely no reason why you can't reconnect with these now. And maybe it won't be ballet. Maybe you won't make the Royal Ballet. But there's no reason why you can't join an adult ballet class for beginners and reconnect with the emotional connection of what brought you joy. I used to love music. I remember being a real music geek when I was about 15. I used to, I used to do debating with this friend at school called Rupert. And Rupert was well into tech music at the time, which in the 80s would have been things like Human League, Gary Newman, although he'll be blushing at the thought that he used to be into Gary Newman. But he recorded Tube Way Army's first album for me. And I just found it astonishing. And that Human League first EP, just amazing. I used to listen to it over and over and over again. And you know, I'd stop listening to music as being anything other than something to help me change state when I need to plow through a load of emails and I can feel my stress levels rising. I've got this little playlist on Spotify that I listen to that's full of stuff that brings me joy and detracts me from the process of going through endless emails. But using music to change how I feel, I hadn't done it for ages in anything other than helping me offset something that I found stressful. I rediscovered Radio 2 last night while I was making dinner, and it was so much fun dancing to Sophie Ellis Bextor, I think it is, and her Kitchen Disco compilations while I was making dinner. And I'd just forgotten about all that spontaneous dancing around the kitchen. It's so much fun. And you know, I used to dance in my bedroom all the time when I was a teenager, and pretty much through my 20s as well. We just seem to forget, don't we, what brings us joy. So if you're sitting around thinking, I'm no fun at the moment, which I've certainly been considering, let's have a think about what inspired us when we were teenagers and see if we can reconnect with those. And so I'm going to leave the little school mommy bit till the end here. The one big don't. And the one big don't came from sitting on the sofa on Thursday enjoying what I call TikTok time. I love TikTok. It's so much fun, isn't it? There are people doing dance challenges. There are people expounding advice. There are people talking about manifestation in the most peculiar ways. It's an extraordinary world of things that you didn't know. And as I was scrolling through, exploring, I came across a woman talking on TikTok about how exhausted she was trying to keep up with herself as a woman in her 50s and fighting aging, and how she was considering a facelift, how she was doing the microblading, how she was doing all these serums, all these different massage techniques, all these different light therapies on her face. But she felt that she was just living a losing battle as she tried different things. And as I said, she was considering a facelift, and she was just saying, it's so hard. It's so hard to hold on. And I would say, yes, it absolutely is, if not impossible, because here's the thing about time, it marches on. It just marches on. And you can look back all you like, but you're not going in that direction. You're not going back in time. And whatever you do now, it's not going to take you back to how you looked when you were 30. It's not going to take you back to even how you looked when you were 40. The only solution is to accept yourself, smile at that woman in the mirror, and let go of who she was. Because you've enjoyed that time, but now is the time to enjoy who you are right now. Maybe I should have left that for a message for her. Maybe I should have a little scoot around in TikTok and see if I can find her. Would she even appreciate it? I don't know. But it's the truth. You cannot turn back time. You can, of course, look after yourself. You can eat well. you can care for yourself. And goodness knows, being a postmenopause woman, it's a big lesson in adulting, isn't it? You need to be the adult in the room. You need to parent yourself. But you can't live in the past because you have a whole exciting future to enjoy. So on that note, I am just going to close for today. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you've got any thoughts, you can connect with me on Instagram at dina.morris. Just drop me a message or drop me an email. Wishing you a wonderful week. And here we are at the end of another edition of the Wise Life podcast. If you found this content useful, I would be very grateful if you could support this podcast by giving me a 5-star rating. And if you've got the time, a review would be amazing. And please, if you have suggestions for podcast topics, I'd love to hear them. Just DM me on Instagram at dina.morris and have a great week.